goddamn, 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 goddamn. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Good afternoon, Robert Morris University, and welcome. This is Two Broke College Students on RMU Radio, and I'm Daniel, and this is my co-host, Mia.
Hi!
We have a fun show for you, hopefully, today. If you want to follow along with the show, you can follow us on Twitter at TVCS_RMU, and use the hashtag, the number 2, Broke RMU, and follow along with the show. Mia, do you want to tell them the call-in lines?
Sure, yeah. We have our call-in line. It's 412-397-6816, and then 412-397-6817. Also, you can find us on rmucentrymedia.com. Tell your friends, share the page. Oh, yeah.
Let's get the music started with The Wolf by Mumford & Sons.
Woo!
Wolf, Mumford & Sons, and that was obviously a good song to start us off here.
Definitely.
With the Halloween theme.
I agree.
And now here's The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Killers, Mr. Brightside. What a great song, right, Mia?
Yeah, Killers.
Why don't you tell
Halloween.
Why don't you tell everybody what the next song is?
Oh, this one's Bad by Michael Jackson.
Rest in peace. I'm feeling you. Wanna how I feel. Wanna get your mind. you haven't caught the theme yet, it's Halloween theme.
Exactly.
I mean, we're mixing in some normal songs, but...
Oh, looks like the cops are coming for you, Dan.
I didn't do it, okay?
He's bad. That's why we picked
Who's
this
bad?
Song. Everyone, that was Michael Jackson with Bad. Next up is Martin Garrix with Animals, and boy is he fine. Oh, he's a hottie.
Wow,
he's cute. What, you don't think so?
Wow.
Oh, I know it's Halloween, but you know, we could still
talk
about cute guys. There's some cute like costumes out there, you know. Like, are you gonna wear a cute costume, Dan?
I'm already wearing it.
You're dressing up as yourself for Halloween?
Yes.
Because you're scary?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Scary looking, yes.
Oh, my, no. Ladies, give him some love.
On Twitter, use the hashtag.
Definitely. And remember, imucenturymedia.com. That's how you listen to us. Spread the word. Send a link.
You download the TuneIn app. You can stream it through iTunes.
Yes, very true.
Whatever way gets you to listen.
Yep, RMU Century Media app, any app, you know, just listen, share it, spread the word. Spread it like cream cheese on your bagel.
Whatever flips your pancakes, I guess.
Whatever flips your pancakes?
Yes.
Floats my boat?
Yes.
Whatever makes butters, me rock my body?
Whatever butters your bread? I'd actually want to see that, actually.
What?
Never mind. Here's Martin. Take it away.
Chesel Dizzle. Well, we'll be done.
Because when I think Martin Garrix, I think Snoop Dogg.
Heck yeah, you do.
For shizzle dizzle.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yes, everyone, this is the Snoop Dogg remix of Martin Garrix's Animals. Created by RMU Radio, of course.
We're broke. We have nothing else to do.
Yeah, well, not by Snoop Dogg himself, so. Wonder if he'd like this remix.
I don't know.
But shizzle dizzle.
All right, Martin Garrix, Animals, here on Robert Morris Radio. It's the Two Broke College Students. We are going to take a quick commercial break.
A body break.
If you're down with that, I guess.
I'm always down with a good potty break.
We're going to take a
quick... You gotta go.
Right. Gotta go right now. Right, yeah. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with our next segment, which is...
Funny Yaks, because it's calling, Thursday.
Calling people out on in the Robert Morris campus. We're doing it.
Yep, on RMU Radio.
We have no shame. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Pizza Di Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Di Casa. From our Di Casa to your Di Casa. Fresh and delicious.
And we're back.
That makes me want some pizza.
I know. I want pizza now. I want pancakes.
Oh, very cool.
And I don't want to watch any Halloween movies. But that's
I love Halloween, especially Halloween with the Michael Myers. The old ones, though, with Jamie Lee Curtis, they're the best. The other ones just, they don't do it for me.
All right. Well, we have a...
Ooh, spooky!
Hey, I guess that works with the theme. We got some yaks?
Yeah, we got funny yaks. So this is throwing it back since it's Thursday. We can throw back Thursday. Actually, this is somebody yaked this, and I actually said this on the radio. They yaked, they serve more sass than they do sandwiches. Hashtag Romos. And it ended up getting like a ton of like ups, probably like 70 or something like that. And I just want to say thank you for making me yak famous. I mean, whoever yaked it, you know, obviously you take the credit, but I'm the one who really said it. But no, that was really cool just to see, like, something, you know, you say on the radio go somewhere. It just, you know, makes you feel like your words actually have, you know, meaning and precedence. So pretty cool, right, Dan?
So you're famous.
I am. I'm yak famous, though. Hit me up on the cellular. Just kidding. You don't have my number. But you can hit us up on our call lines. Remember, 412-397-6816. Ooh. And then...
Fail.
412-397-6817.
It's your second show, people. Give her a break.
Oh, geez. All right. Anyway, so these yaks are from last night. Does anyone in Ross have a cig I can bum, LMAO?
Oh, no.
I get it. We're broke in college. But, like, if you have a habit like that, like, at least be able to habit.
That's not good for your health, I don't think.
Well, I mean, at least be able to, like, fund your bad habit. Like, get your own cigs. Why are you trying to bum off people? All right. Another yak is hashtag Free Badger 2015. So if anyone knows the infamous Honey Badger.
Free Badger.
There was a lot of talk last night on Yak about that. So everybody's hoping and praying he stays, which I think he is. So we're all good. Honey yes. Badger, we love you. Want you to stay.
Ross
Everybody
Morgan
wants
Rager.
You to stay.
Sorry.
So keep it here, Honey Badger. We love you. We want you to stay. Keep classy.
Keep it classy, Robert Morris.
All right. And here's another one. I spend more time crying in the shower than I do showering.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad. Like, I mean, you know, are you sure it's not just the water dripping from your eyes?
Go cry in a corner and then get in the shower and wash the tears off.
No.
That's the best way to do it.
Oh, don't even listen to Dan. He just wants... Nobody. That's put, so nice. Listen. Not.
Rude.
Go cry in a corner? Wow.
Well, I mean, if you're going to cry...
I know it's Halloween and you're not supposed to have any organs, but geez, Dan, have a heart here. So, I'm sorry you're crying in the shower. If there's anything you need, I got you. Don't know who you are. You don't know who I am, but maybe we'll cross paths.
Unless you are the person that yacked it and you're listening right now, and then you can tell us on Twitter, or you can call in and tell us that you yacked it, and...
Or
Facebook us, and Mia will be right there by your side.
I will support with you in tissues. Everything. Oh, tissues and Ben and Jerry's, because everybody needs a pint. Everybody needs a pint.
That Cherry Garcia, though.
And then another one that got a decent amount of ups, Romo Steve is bae. There's been a lot of yaks about Romo Steve. What's your opinion, Dan, on Romo Steve? How you feel?
Romo Steve is... What's the nice way to put this?
Chill.
Interesting. Chill.
I remember I went up and I purchased something a little, it's not like embarrassing or anything, but it was like, what did I purchase? I don't know. And then he's like, oh, yes, da 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 da. I don't even want to say it because it was just awkward and he just.
I mean, when you purchase something and then he comes at you with cold hard facts. Like hot
it was just an awkward comment, and I was not trying to broadcast that I was purchasing these items, if you catch my drift.
Oh, those colonial you-know-whats from last week, right?
No! Gosh, no, Dan, get your head out of the gutter. What? I'm a woman here. Be nice.
I know you're a woman, but that doesn't mean you're immune.
Immune to what? Your sass?
Yes.
Ooh. Just kidding. All right. Next one. This one's pretty funny. This is from today. Do guys actually use the slit in your undies to pee, or do y'all just slide down the front and flip it over the top?
Yes, everybody, she said slit, so calm down.
Yes, and I censored it because it was a little too risque for RMU Radio.
And the answer to that is we do whatever we feel.
Okay, you feel it and you do it? Okay, fantastic. Because I was going to say, I have to ask you, Dan, from a male perspective, because of course I'm a female and we don't have
if you gotta let it go, unzip and let it flow. That's what I always say.
Ew, weird. Oh, I mean, it's good, you know, because you really shouldn't hold that in. Like, you know, that could really damage some organs. And I mean, I know it's Halloween, and that's the goal, damage some organs, you know. Skeletons, scary things, but, you know, future organ damage, not a good idea. Okay, and finally, oh no, we have two more. Ladies, I'm single and ready to be shot down. Dan, did you yak that?
No, I didn't. Mia.
He's single and ready to mingle, and he's got Pringles.
You haven't... Well, actually, no, I don't. I have candy. Get in the van. Anyway, you haven't mentioned...
Dan with candy in the van. Please hashtag that. Make that real.
You haven't mentioned if you're single, so all the guys listening... They'll be flooding the studio in like 3 seconds if you say
Speaking
yes.
Speaking of flooding, we're surrounded by rivers here, but we still have the thirstiest mofos around.
What a transition.
Oh, yep. That was pretty smooth. Like cream cheese on a bagel. Well, anyway.
I think it's time to monster mash.
I think so too, but... You know, we got one last thing. So somebody yacked when you have $4 in your checking, and... You know, I had to say
preach
that
it.
One.
Preach it. I know how that feels. Preach it.
Two broke college kids, so we know how it feels. And with that said, we're going to transition into Monster Mash.
From Bobby Pickett.
He did
or
the
Boris.
Mash. He did the Monster Mash.
Okay, that's it. Mic cut.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to
to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
I should mention, if you'd like to request any song that you'd like us to play, Halloween or not, you can do so on Twitter, or you can call in, or you can Facebook us. We'd love to play whatever you want
to
hear.
Viewer participation is key. We love to hear what you guys have to say. And please, you know, Monster Mash with us, you know?
You know what? If the Monster Mash ain't your thing, tell us what to play. We're open.
Or if it is your thing, because it should be everybody sing.
Yes, it should.
It's a dope song.
Yes.
I agree that you should mash with us.
Yes.
They
played
the
monster
mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Ooh.
Easy, dear God. You impetuous young boy.
Mash.
Good.
Monster mash.
Gosh.
Boris Pickett. Monster Mash. God, that's dope.
Oh, love that song.
Now we move from that to Ed Sheeran, Bloodstream.
Ooh, it's going right through my bloodstream.
You get it? Bloodstream, Halloween.
Yes. I've come to suck your bloodstream, Ed Sheeran.
Wow. It's her second show. She'll get better.
Dan, be nice. Halloween isn't... It sounds like ween, sounds like mean, but you don't have to be mean.
Why you gotta be so mean?
It's Halloween!
Okay, we're done. Here's Ed.
I've been spending out the time, couple women by my side. I got sinning on my mind, sipping on red wine. I've been sitting here for ages, ripping out the pages. How'd I get so faded? How'd I get so faded? Oh, no, no, don't leave me lonely now. If you love me, how'd you never love? Ooh, color crimson in my eyes. One or two could free my mind. This is how it ends. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream, fading out again. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. So tell me when it kicks in. Well, tell me when it kicks in. Find her in a bottle. God, make me another one. I'll be feeling this tomorrow. Lord, forgive me for the things I've done. I was never meant to hurt no one. I saw scars upon a broken hearted lover. Oh, no, no, don't leave me lonely now. If you love me, how'd you never learn? Ooh, color crimson in my. How it ends, I feel the chemicals. burn in my bloodstream. Fading out again, I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. So tell me when it kicks in. Tell me when it kicks in. Tell me when it kicks in. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. Tell me when it kicks in. That's so scary. Scars upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted. Tell me when it kicks in. That's so scar.
That was Bloodstream by Ed Sheeran, but Mia, I think somebody's watching me.
Oh, he thinks so. He wishes.
There's Rockwell.
Dan, is that a figure behind you?
What? R.I.P. everyone's ears.
Oh my gosh, are we getting creepy up in here on RMU Radio? I swear there's somebody watching you right now.
I think I see a spider.
Oh my god, where? There's no spider.
Made you look.
Ha!
Shower.
Rockwell telling us that somebody's watching.
I swear somebody was right behind you, watching.
Now, I guess I, when the show was Good Colonial Evening and it was just me spinning the hits, yo.
Yeah, well now it's, you know, double team, got it going.
I tried to raise awareness for
for
a great local artist, if I can talk right.
We're highlighting a local artist. He's really great. We know him personally. We hope to keep highlighting local artists in their work. If you know a local artist, please hashtag it on our Twitter page. Send us their info. Send us some of their jams. We'll try to put it on here. Has to be clean. But we really like to do that. So this artist is Caleb Karate. He's located in Coriopolis. And the song...
Hoptown, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Also where Dan is located, ladies, if you're checking him out, you'll find him on Plenty of Fish.
Coriopolis, Transylvania, right?
Check it out. All right, so this is Caleb Karate with I'm Hid.
And if you like that, go on iTunes. Buy the whole album. It's called Drugs.
Yes, it is called Drugs.
I don't think this is the smartest thing. Every time I see your face, my heart begins to race. Why do I run away? Like I am being chased. Why are you so hard to get? My thoughts that make me itch. Here we go. This is like poison ivy. Nitwits will stay behind me. Quick fixes leave me grimy. I'm hit, now come and find me. I'm hit, now come and find me. I'm hit, now come and find me. Come and find me, come and find me, come and find me. I'm here. Come and find me, look inside me. What do you see? Is it ivy? So full of gold, hole in a cold heart that can't be sold. Please don't remind me, I put it all behind me. There you go again, don't mind me. I'll be off somewhere in the background hiding. You can't find me, you can't find me. This is like poison ivy. Nitwits will stay behind me. Quick fixes leave me grimy. I'm hit, now come and find me. I'm hit, now come and find me. I'm hit, now come and find me. Come and find me, come and find me, come and find me. I'm hit, I'm hit. I'm here. I don't think this is the smartest thing. Every time I see your face, my heart begins to race. Here we go. This is like poison ivy. Nitwits will stay behind me. Quick fixes leave me grimy. I'm hit, now come and find me. I'm hit, now come and find me. I'm hit, now come and find me. Come and find me, come and find me, come and find me.
Caleb Karate, I'm Hid, from the album Drugs.
What a great song. I really like that.
Buy it on iTunes. He needs to be mainstream. That needs to be on Kiss.
Yeah, he's really great. We know him personally. Such a great person, and he really takes his music seriously. So I hope you guys liked that. And if you did, you know, let him know. Buy his stuff. Follow him. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook.
You can even stream it on Spotify if you're that kind of person.
Exactly. Hashtag Caleb Karate. I'm Hid. So
hashtag drugs.
There you go. Well, let's not hashtag drugs. Let's keep it clean, Dan. We're on Army Radio.
You know what it means.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will see you back in just a moment.
Pizza da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU student specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza da Casa. From our da Casa to your da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
Pizza. I love pizza so much. I'm so hungry. We can't have food in the studio. You guys are so lucky if you're listening and you're eating.
Well, we
lunch.
Can have Mountain Dew, not a sponsor.
No, we can't have Mountain Dew because Dan tried to have Mountain Dew in here and he got yelled at. Ha-ha!
Okay, moving on. As everyone probably knows, Saturday is All Hallows Eve,
this
aka
is Halloween.
Halloween.
This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so we thought it would be really funny to bring up the humor and keep it to the Halloween theme. So we got some Halloween
exactly.
jokes and we got some Halloween puns for you.
Ooh, that's punny.
Let's start off with the jokes, Mia.
All right. Oh, I get it. Let's start off with the jokes, Mia. Ha ha, Dan's saying I'm a joke. Well, you know what, Dan? Do you know who won the skeleton beauty contest?
I do not.
Nobody.
Ha.
Get it? Because the skeleton, yeah.
We really need a rim shot for this.
All right, jeez. Okay, Dan, you're up next. Right.
All right, let's see what we got here. What monster flies his kite in a rainstorm, Mia?
Ooh, gosh, I don't know, Dan. Enlighten me.
That would be Benjamin Frankenstein.
Ha, ha, ha. All right, tell
me
another
Just imagine
one, Dan.
A rim shot is playing. Okay. Where do baby ghosts? Where do baby ghosts go during the day?
I don't know. Where do they go?
Daycare centers.
Daycare
That one's not. That one's probably not the best. Oh, how about I read another one? All right. Let's see what we got here. Why couldn't Dracula's wife?
Dan, you're fired. All right, back
Dracula's
to me.
Dracula's wife get to sleep, Mia.
Why?
Because of his coffin.
Ha! Yeah, well, I fired Dan with a gunshot. Oh, wow. Good one. Good one. Okay. How can you tell when you're in bed with Count Dracula?
I don't know.
This one's so bad. He has a big D on his pants.
Oh!
On his pajamas.
On his pajamas.
Oh my.
All right. Wow, that was inappropriate.
Inappropriate Thursday. Hashtag it. Make it real. Okay, stop with that.
No.
Back to the puns. Where do the birds sing on Halloween? What do the birds sing on Halloween? Not
Fail.
Where. Whatever.
What? I don't know.
Twinkle tweet.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Next.
How about some Halloween puns?
Yeah, these are puns.
No, those are jokes.
No, these are puns.
I'm not fighting you on the air, but...
Whatever. Okay, go ahead with your... These were definitely puns.
What did the
If you agree with me, hashtag it, Facebook me.
What did the skeleton say to the vampire, Mia?
I don't know.
You suck?
Ha! I get it. You suck because the skeleton, right. The vampire...
Why can't a skeleton lift weights?
I want to say it's because he's really bony and shouldn't be up in the gym because he's got no muscles.
Close. He's all bone and no muscle.
Oh, well, that was kind of close.
You shouldn't go to Jefferson.
Yes, but you should and come to my abs class tonight, 7:30 to 8:30.
That isn't the greatest transition in showbiz history.
Oh. Where does Dracula water ski?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on. It's here in PA. On Lake Erie.
Oh, wow.
You have to do the sound effects. See, this is why Dan doesn't go to any Halloween parties, because he'd be there like, oh, yeah, I came in my outfit. I came as Dan.
Listen, I was at Fright Night and really
didn't
do anything
for me. Yeah, and he was scary, and the children probably ran away because
they're like,
oh, look, he's part of the cast.
Actually, no, it really didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I heard Fright Night wasn't that scary this year, honestly.
I just went for the potato patch fries.
Oh, gosh, good choices.
Speaking of food, what's a ghost's favorite food?
Oh, candy corn.
That would be hamburger.
Wow. Oh gosh, all right. What do baby ghosts wear on Halloween?
Sheets?
White pillowcases.
That sounds more like a serial killer, but...
It's not even funny.
I know. What's a monster's favorite dessert?
Monster's favorite dessert. Brains.
I'll give you a hint. It could be located at Kipps.
Ice cream!
Ice cream.
For yes. Ice cream at yes. Kipps. And we will have another giveaway coming to you soon.
Next week.
Yes. Exactly.
If people follow us on Twitter at @TBCS_RMU.
Exactly. We're not going to give away stuff if we don't get some viewer participation. And guys, we have a lot of gift certificates. We got a lot of patronage, you know, that needs to be going to Kipps. Kipps is great. Please. I will take a Kipps trip with you. But yeah. So, yum. All right. Last one. We'll each do one. I think that's fair.
All right. That's fair.
What's a monster's favorite play?
The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, that's a really good one, but it's Romeo and Juliet instead of Juliet. Wow. But I mean, really, if you think about it, Romeo and Juliet is kind of scary because they both end up, you know...
dying?
In the end, yes.
So, where do vampires keep their money, exactly?
Is it the blood bank? Oh, did I ruin it?
You did.
Sorry. Well, that's such a common one, you know? All right.
How about some thriller?
Some thriller? Yeah, I want to watch a thriller tonight. I really want to get in the Halloween spirit.
Michael Jackson, Thriller. May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, this has been a creepy show and a train wreck at the same time.
No, it's a good train wreck. It's like a, you know, the train wrecked, but everybody came out safely and picked up all the pieces.
From Thriller to Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London.
I don't even think it has anything to do with werewolves.
It does not.
But the title's cool, and it's Halloween themed.
He made a hockey song, so I like that. You learn something new every day.
Don't you think it sounds like it's like the beat from Sweet Home Alabama?
I'd like to go to Sweet Home Alabama with werewolves.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Ouch. Werewolves of
London again. Jeez, poor little old lady.
Warren getting dark.
He looks a little dark. His album cover is a little just. If the song isn't creepy, the album cover is, I mean...
For shizzle.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.
That's another show for us. We are the Two Broke College Students on Robert Morris Radio. If you want to follow us on Twitter, at @TBCS_RMU, Facebook us, call in next week. Mia, anything you want to add?
Yeah, definitely. We're cutting a little early because it's Halloween. We want you guys to have a great and safe weekend. Please, please, please have a lot of fun. Get a lot of candy. Bring us some candy. But seriously, call in and remember, definitely tell your friends about us. We are at rmucenturymedia.com. Listen to us through the TuneIn app, iTunes. Please, please, please call in. Numbers are 412-397-6816 and 412-397-6817. So please write those numbers down. Call in next week. We have giveaways. Tweet us, Facebook. It's super important. We love you guys, and we really hope you have a safe Halloween weekend. Tell us next week what your costumes were, you know, what your favorites were, how much fun you had. Not too much fun, hopefully.
And as always, trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat, and be your colonial best. We will see you next week here. Same time, same place.
Definitely. 12 on Thursdays. We'll see you later. That's all for us.
Peace.